Well, all around the country, students have been opening and absorbing their Leaving Cert results. 65,000 students, 65,000 different stories. We're going to hear a couple of them, but we're also going to get an overview from our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly. She's in St. Mary's Secondary School in Newport in County Tipperary, so lots of people in Tipperary today. Emma, the results have been available for more than 3 hours now. Can you tell us about the emerging picture?
Well, Rachel, the overall picture this year is one that we anticipated and expected, and that is that this year's results are in aggregate lower than the results of previous recent years. And that's because the previous ministers and the State Examinations Commission had committed to students that they would be bringing results back down to pre-pandemic levels, but that they would do so gradually. We were speaking about a gradual glide back to 2019 levels, as opposed to any sudden and abrupt change. So this is the first year that that has begun. The State Examinations Commission has taken a first step in deflating exam results. So that means that this year, the class of 2025, their results are overall lower than those of recent years. And that will be a concern to those students who will be competing for college places with students with higher results from previous years. So that is a matter of concern. However, today, as you mentioned all the personal stories, and today is a day to celebrate that achievement. There are many students who get results today who, for example, overcame significant personal challenges to get this far. And certainly here at St. Mary's Secondary School, there were so many beaming faces as students got their results. And you'll hear a flavour of the comments that students were making here this morning now.
I'm incredibly happy.
Do you want me? Give us some more detail?
I got H1 in chemistry and a H1 in Polish, which is pretty insane.
With a big smile on your face. Tell me, are you happy?
Yeah, very happy. Very happy. Yeah. Glad to have it done now and got the results and happy. Yeah,
pretty happy. Yeah. Definitely.
Is it a relief to have of you?
Yeah, it's kind of like you can breathe a bit now, you know what I mean? And relax. I think everyone was like really stressed yesterday and last night and this morning.
What about moving on now? Are you sad to be leaving school or are you excited?
I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard. Like, obviously, if you're moving away or if you're just going away from home, it's going to be hard, but I'm sure everyone will manage. Ready to fly the nest.
Are you concerned because your points have been deflated or your results have been deflated compared to previous years?
I'm a tiny bit concerned because I've heard that people from the past few years are coming in now with higher points than we were at and a better inflation and stuff with their grades.
You got 65, that's the top score.
Yeah.
You must be thrilled.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy.
Did you expect that?
I didn't actually. I didn't. The exams were a lot different than what I expected. A few hiccups, especially maths paper 2, was fairly challenging, but I was fairly shocked when I got the results this morning.
What now for you?
Medicine, hopefully. Medicine.
Now, Rachel, the principal at St. Mary's Secondary School here in Newport, Kevin Cusack, was also commenting this morning on this year's deflation of grades, and here is what he had to say.
I would say that there is an onus upon us to be positive about the situation and to inspire the students going forward and to encourage them that if they don't get their first place or the first option, well then that they come in and they talk to their guidance counsellors and we will look at what other pathway they can access their course.
It's quite a change, Emma, to hear so many happy people on the news. The next steps, obviously not for everybody in terms of the CAO, but we will talk for a moment about the CAO. What should Leaving Certs be watching out for next week?
Well, I suppose what everybody observing this should look out for is every year the CAO publishes the number of students who have been offered their first preference choice and also the number of students who got one of their top three top preferences. And that's really the key figure to watch out for, to see how this deflation is impacting right across the class of 2025. How many of them will achieve the first preference course that they wanted or one of their top three compared to previous years? And that really will tell us how this deflation is working out in terms of access to college places.
Emma, thank you very much. That was our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, reporting there from Newport in County Tipperary.